Unalaska Community Broadcasting has covered local news for the past 20 years, and to mark that anniversary, KUCB is spending every Thursday of 2019 looking back at our former reporters and sharing some of their stories. This month, we're focusing on Alexandra Gutierrez, who led the newsroom between 2010 and 2012. KUCB's Zoe Sobel spoke with her about moving from the East Coast to Unalaska with no expectations.
I really tried hard not to have any preconceived notions of what I thought life in the community would be. When I started, Deadliest Catch was such a big thing, and part of me thought about binging the whole series, but then I decided that that probably wouldn't necessarily give me a good window into what it would be like to raise a kid in the school system there or be involved in, city politics and the like. And if I just kind of took this one view of the community, might end up shaping what I thought was most important there. I did watch Deadliest Catch eventually, and there are a lot of interesting things that can be gleaned there, but I think that I probably would have just been pure fisheries reporter if that was how I'd seen the place.
What were some of your favorite things to cover?
So I really loved covering the pollock industry. When I was there, it was actually a pretty rough couple of years for pollock, and I found it to be a completely fascinating fishery to cover because, you know, it's so big and so vast. You know, it's everything from the surimi in your California rolls to what's in fish sticks. So there were a lot of interesting business stories, but there were also a lot of interesting science stories, having to do with ocean acidification and the stellar sea lions. And yeah, it felt like it was this big, complicated, and massive and important thing that no one was really covering in depth. There were a few really meaningful stories that I remember covering on the Lost Villages Project and going out with some elders to see one of these lost villages, and it was like a really emotional experience. And I mean, same with going up to the Pribilofs for their first Yale centennial. There are a lot of people really fighting to maintain their culture and strengthen their culture, and being allowed to be part of that was really meaningful for me.
It's interesting to look back and see that you were at the beginning part of the Lost Villages project, because now we're wrapping it up with a documentary and an exhibition at the Museum of the Aleutians. And I was actually on the final trip back to Attu in 2017. Did you feel like there were really high stakes to document the trips for the people who couldn't go with?
Yeah, completely. And, you know, it's incredibly intimate in a way that I don't think I can adequately convey. You are being invited to, you know, witness someone's personal history and also cultural history. You're never going to have the full context for that. I will never know what it means to go out to one of those places and understand that, you know, my great-grandparents, even my grandparents, lived there. They had a radically different life than I did. And a life that can't be had again. I mean, that's the very nature of it being a lost village. You know, to be given the privilege of trying to grasp that and help others witness it too was really moving.
I know there was at least one major station milestone during your time at KUCB, because you went from being the sole news person to actually having a newsroom. How did that happen?
Between all of these big stories that attracted state and national interest, and also the incredibly important daily local reporting, there was more than enough for one person to handle, particularly if you wanted to handle it well. Recognizing that one person couldn't be at, you know, every city council meeting, every school board meeting, every North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, without missing something, we realized it was a good idea to bring another person on. Also, you know, there's such a learning curve, I think, when someone first moves out there, because it's such a rich community, and it's got a number of complicated industries. So we thought that there would be value in having two people at once. So the person who started earlier could show the new person the ropes and hopefully have a cycle of that occurring. But yeah, once we were able to expand the size of our newsroom, and I truly felt like I earned the title of news director, because when I started, I was the news director of myself, of a department of one. And suddenly I had another person that I could team up with on stories. We could edit each other's work. We could bounce ideas off of each other. And I felt like that also really improved the quality of the reporting that we were doing. And it was a lot of fun. I really liked working with Stephanie. And then we had Lauren Rosenthal, who came on as an intern. And man, those days of having three people were totally wild. We felt like we could report on anything. But yeah, I am glad to hear that the news department has not shrunk since I started.
When you left KUCB, you then stayed in the state and continued to report, right? Can you tell me about where you went after Unalaska?
I remember moving from Unalaska to Juneau and having people who'd never been to Unalaska tell me, oh, what are you going to do about all the rain in Juneau? How are you going to handle it? And I just laughed and told them, well, at least the rain falls vertically there. I was at Alaska Public Media for 3 years. I did a lot of investigative reporting, and I covered the state legislature, the governor's office, and the state court system some. Basically, I was kind of their all-purpose state political correspondent. I did a lot of investigative reporting and went to court over public records that the governor at the time had not handed over. And I found the whole process just to be really invigorating, and it inspired me to apply to law school. And next year I will be working for a firm that does a substantial amount of media litigation, representing the Washington Post and HBO and a number of other news outlets and television stations. So no longer in journalism, but still fighting for journalism.
That was Alexandra Gutierrez, the fifth reporter in the history of Unalaska Community Broadcasting. Join us each Thursday for the rest of the month, when we'll be re-airing some of her stories as part of our year-long series celebrating the 20th anniversary of KUCB's newsroom. You can also check out our website for the past installments featuring Jim Paulin, Charles Homans, and Ann Hillman.